from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, President Joe Biden insists the unidentified drones pose no sense of danger. As he left the White House on his way to Delaware, the president said there is nothing nefarious, but they're checking it all out. He added there's a lot of drones authorized up there, and then referenced a copycat theory where more people might be launching drones to join controversy. A proposed drone law in New Jersey would crack down on the use of unmanned aircraft above schools, but Assemblyman Joe Danielson says the bill's language is too vague and may not be necessary.
We want to protect our kids, but I don't want to support something that's fake safety. We talk about taking pictures of our kids, then let's make cameras, all cameras, illegal. Are we at that point now?
Plus, an industry expert tells lawmakers that the feds preempt any drone laws a state might pass. New Jersey brothers convicted of two violent armed bank robberies and an attempted armed carjacking are spared life in prison.
58-year-old Charles Rodriguez and 57-year-old Joseph Rodriguez were originally found guilty of the armed robberies of banks in Woodland and Morristown and the attempted 1998 carjacking at a turnpike rest stop, which was an elaborate police sting. In 2000, they were both sentenced to life in prison. But after a challenge due to changes in the law, a firearms charge was dismissed. Federal prosecutors say the Rodriguez brothers have now been resentenced to 30 years each. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And those collecting unemployment benefits in New Jersey will get an increase in the new year. The State Labor Department announced an increase of $21 a week for the maximum benefit. And those who qualify for that maximum benefit will receive $875 per week. The maximum for temporary disability or family leave will be $1,081 per week. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Get ready to bundle up. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There's a lot going on in the forecast here, from mild temperatures to rain to colder air to snow and rain to even colder temperatures. So here we go. Increasing clouds today, chance of a rain shower this afternoon, especially north and west. High temperatures still on the mild side here, lower to mid-50s. Now tonight we all get wet. A period of rain is likely. Low temperatures fall into the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, breezy, blustery, colder. Highs limited to the mid-40s with a mix of sun and clouds. Friday, mostly cloudy and cold with highs around 40. Our next storm system clips us with scattered snow and rain showers developing Friday afternoon and evening. Light snow and ice accumulations are possible, especially across inland New Jersey into Friday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Weather brought to you by David Bradley Chocolate Factory. David Bradley has a second location for a limited time during the holidays, now open in the Quaker Bridge Mall on the second level right next to Macy's. Visit them there for all your chocolate gifts this holiday season or online at dbchocolate.com. Right now it is 47 in Essex, or Sussex. 54 in Trenton and 55 in Egg Harbor Township. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.